And good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. It is a Wednesday, February the 3rd, 2016, 1:13 coming up on 1:14 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Scott Spears along with you here on WWGH Radio, and today we're going to have a lot of fun in this hour because coming up at 1:40 here in about 25 minutes, we're going to be joined live via telephone by Congressman Jim Jordan. You're not going to want to miss that. Congressman Jim Jordan coming up at 1:40 p.m. Eastern Standard Time today, about 25 minutes from now, so don't you dare switch that dial. Also want to let you know that coming up on this program tomorrow at 12:15 to 1 o'clock, February the 4th, will be Mr. High School Sports from WTVN, Larry Larson. So, former employee of WTVN, Larry Larson, Mr. High School Sports, tomorrow, February the 4th, from 12:15 to 1 p.m. Also wanted to remind you today, kind of an historic day in history. Today is known as the Day the Music Died. The song American Pie was written about it because on February 3rd, 1959, Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and the Big Bopper, sadly, were all killed when a plane went down in Iowa. So that is that very sad day that was so many years ago. But I'm here with you and interested to know your political opinions on what we talked about last hour with Steve Chafin and Ted Calder. Give me a ring, 740-383-9944. Certainly would love to hear from you and hear your opinions on what they had to say to Donald Trump, to Marco Rubio, to Bernie Sanders, Hillary Clinton, the whole bunch. Give me a ring, 740-383-9944. What did you think of the conversation from last hour? Is Trump still a player? Is he still out there doing what he needs to do? Is he going to be the guy? Is Hillary going to be the guy? Or the girl? See, it's tough when you got a woman in there. You don't know exactly what to say. Could Bernie be the guy? We're all going to find out very shortly. It was nice to hear Martha Dowse earlier on. Martha, I'm glad you're out there listening, and hopefully you'll be a continued listener of WWGH Radio. We would love for that to happen. So, there you go. But that's the way it goes right now. That's the update. But since we've got some time here in this hour, we are going to give away some items, if you can answer the trivia questions, that is. Because we do have $10 to Rosa and Rocco's. But let me see if I can find a trivia question here that would fit the bill. Let's see here if I can find a good one. Okay, let's see here. Okay, what was the name of the actress who portrayed Mrs. Roper on Three's Company? What was the name of the actress who portrayed Mrs. Roper on Three's Company? 740-383-9944, and you will get $10 to Rosa and Rocco's. And remember that you can only win once every 30 days, and you only have 10 days from the time you win to pick up your prize here in the WWGH studios located in the Marion Center Mall, down where the Toggery and Bonworth used to be. We are in the same building right across from the Children's Play Place and where Old Navy used to be, right next to the Crafter Scoop. So the question is, what was the name of the actress who portrayed Mrs. Roper on the hit TV series Three's Company? Give me a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We might even give you another question here if we can find a good one, if you don't know the answer to that one. Let's see here. What would be another good trivia question? That's a good one, though. Name the actress who portrayed Mrs. Roper on the hit TV series Three's Company. Okay, this is another good one. I'll leave this one out there, too. 1 year after Perry Mason went off the air, what show did Raymond Burr appear on? Do you know that one? 1 year after Perry Mason went off the air, what show did Raymond Burr appear on? If you can give me that answer, or you can tell me the actress who portrayed Mrs. Roper on Three's Company, you will get $10 to Rosa and Rocco's, or you can have $10 to Pesto's, or you can have a free To Die For cupcake, or you can have two free bowling games at Buckeye Lanes for a group of four. Those are the prizes. You can have one of those four prizes if you can tell me the name of the actress who portrayed Mrs. Roper on Three's Company, or you can tell me what TV show Raymond Burr went into less than a year after Perry Mason went off the air. And remember, Congressman Jim Jordan coming up in about 20 minutes here on WWGH Radio. You won't want to miss that. Donald Trump's tweet this morning, not a very nice tweet, I guess if you are in the Republican Party. Ted Cruz didn't win Iowa, he stole it. That is why all of the polls were so wrong and why he got far more votes than anticipated. Bad! Exclamation point. What do you think? Do you think Donald Trump is a little bit sour grapes there? Or do you think there's any substance to that? I'm not sure how Ted Cruz would steal votes, but Donald Trump certainly is out to pick a fight with Ted Cruz. And maybe Marco Rubio before it's all over. It's going to be an interesting time. And remember, the CNN town hall, they don't call it a debate. I guess it's just a town hall. The CNN Democratic town hall will be tonight on CNN at 9 o'clock. And the Republican debate will be this coming Saturday, February the 6th, on ABC Network. That's the Republican debate from New Hampshire, which, by the way, will feature two fewer people. Governor Mike Huckabee is gone, and Rand Paul is gone. And on the Democratic side, Martin O'Malley's gone. So we've lost three in the last few weeks here as things have been going on. But let's head over to the telephones here and see what we have. Hey, you're live on WWGH Radio. Go ahead.
This is Donald Trump. How are you?
Oh, Donald! I'm doing very well, but I'm not sure I can say the same for you, Donald.
Well, no, listen, there's been a lot of misunderstanding behind this. A year ago this time, I wasn't even in politics, and now I finished second in Iowa. This is huge. This, to me, is a big, big success.
Big success. Now, what would you say happened, though, Donald? I certainly have to agree with what you said, but all the polls had you winning going in Monday night, and then Ted Cruz pulls
ahead?
Well,
in my mind, I won. You know what I mean? That's the most important thing. I'm a winner, and I won.
But
if Ted Cruz hadn't been there, I would have won, and I did win. So, essentially, I'm a winner, and I won.
But the polls show you did not win.
No. The polls are obviously, they're loser polls. The polls are losers. They used loser numbers. The whole thing was set up, not in a good way. Honestly, listen, Iowa, great state, nice people, but, they're a little backwards. They were using, an abacus and, paper and pens, And I think they weren't even pens. I think they were pencils, what I'm saying? So, they're really not on the cutting edge of technology.
Well, Mr. Trump, when that was all going down on Monday night, when the results started to come in, what was it like in your hotel suite?
Oh, it was really, really exciting. We were very, very happy, and then, the numbers just weren't matching up, and I was very upset because they were obviously using loser numbers, and I don't like loser numbers. And then, what I did was I asked Melania, did she have any Xanax or, something. I was getting very, very tense. And that helped me a lot. So I took a little Xanax to kind of relax me. I wasn't as intense. And then the next morning, I'm sure you saw that I felt a lot better after the Xanax. And I just told everyone how much I love them. I love Iowa. I love the Iowan people. I'm going to buy a farm there. I don't know if you realize that. And Melania, I don't know if anyone knows this, but Melania grew up on a farm in Slovenia.
Really?
No, not really. I just made that up. I don't know who told you that, but no, that's not true.
It's hard to believe how these rumors get started. I'll never know.
Yes, I don't understand that. But no, she didn't grow up on a farm, but she's very, very attractive. Beautiful woman. I'm very, very lucky to be with her. She's absolutely fantastic. And I love her, and I love Iowa. I love corn. I don't know if I mentioned how much I love corn. Corn's fantastic.
Now, you do realize the Iowa caucus is over, don't you, Donald? What do you think of New Hampshire? Maybe more important.
You know what? Listen, I love New Hampshire. It's the Granite State. Granite's one of my favorite minerals. So I think, just me loving the mineral, the state itself, the New Hampshire people. Maple syrup, gotta love maple syrup, flapjacks, all that stuff. So, and I'm 40, you think about it. Listen. I am 40 points ahead up there. So Ted Cruz can go suck an egg. I'm going to crush him. It's going to be horrible. I mean, he won't even know. He's going to run back to Canada on fire. He's just going to lose his mind. He's going to lose his mind. And by the way, I don't want to make it, I love Canada. It's a great place. I have to tell you, it's like another country up there. Really, it's cute. They think they're their own, but they don't realize they're part of us.
Now, Donald, interestingly enough, I don't think Ted Cruz is going to be your trouble in New Hampshire because he's already in South Carolina. He's bypassed New Hampshire. But I'll tell you who's in New Hampshire, the trio of governors, Chris Christie, John Kasich, and Jeb Bush, and he's there with his mother, Barbara Bush, by the way. Do you fear any of them?
Well, listen, Jeb Bush, and I've said this a million times, Jeb Bush came in like, he was so far back in Iowa, it was unbelievable. I think he got 4 votes.
Somebody got
4 people voted for him. Listen, he's low energy. He's out. He's out. So Jeb is out. Who cares about Barbara Bush? I mean, frankly, seriously. You know what I mean? Has she pulled any votes? Come on. So Jeb is out. Low energy. Married to an immigrant. He's out. Next, you've got John Kasich. I like, honestly, he's your governor, right?
He is.
He's a great guy. Smart. Moderate. And, I wish he was actually doing better. I really do. I like John Kasich. Good guy, smart guy. I wish him all the best. Chris Christie cannot stand that fat load. I do not like that guy. He's like most Americans, type A personality, type 2 diabetes. You know what I mean? The guy's a risk. The guy's an absolute risk. You know how much I love Iowa? I was just saying I love Iowa. He loves donuts. The guy loves donuts and cakes and pastries, that's a risk. You can't have a guy like that. I'm sure you remember my doctor put out my medical information about a month ago, and he said I was in absolutely fantastic health. Incredible health. He actually used the word phenomenal.
Phenomenal
health. Chris Christie, I mean, come on, look at the guy, I'm not going to keep harping on this. And New Jersey's a mess. Absolutely a mess, I'm glad I got out of there when I did. I made billions by leaving, So after New Hampshire, Chris Christie will be out if he doesn't eat all the maple syrup and all the pancakes.
Well, your real trouble in New Hampshire might be with a guy who almost overtook you in Iowa, Marco Rubio.
Oh, are you being serious, Scott? Listen, Marco, how old is Marco? What is he, 15? Go back to Menudo. Listen, did you see his speech?
I did.
The guy came in third. He acted like he split the atom.
Well, I don't mean...
Did anyone tell him this guy came in third? He got gold, silver, what's the third medal? I don't even know the third medal. I've only gotten gold in my life. So whatever the third medal is, silver, is that the silver medal?
Well,
I don't know.
Donald, you're a dear friend, but you're talking about Rubio celebrating like he won something. Your speech in Iowa, you seemed a little down.
That was the Xanax, and it kicked in.
Oh, the Xanax.
I was really feeling the love more than anything. It wasn't being down. I'm a very high-energy person, but that's the first time I've ever taken any kind of prescription drug. So I was feeling a little, love and open. It kind of slowed me down, because I'm a very, very, very high-energy person.
Well, this...
And that stuff kind of zapped me a little bit.
And people love to see you, Donald, at the debates, and you did not show up to the last debate. Do you think that hurt you?
Absolutely not. Absolutely. Listen. I am the king of the debates. 22, 24 million people because I'm at the debate. No, I've already done it. It's already been done. So I don't want to go back and repeat something that I've already done. I've already done a fantastic job. I've been tremendous. I've been in the center position. Listen, I know these other guys don't know television. They don't know it. And that's why I'm number one, and I'm the lead in this presidential race. Iowa is going to just disappear. I hope I never go back there. I hate that place.
Now, wait a second.
I'm going to build a wall around it when it's all over.
You just said a few minutes ago you were going to buy a farm there. You love the people of Iowa. Corn.
Oh, yeah, but you know what? The Xanax is wearing off now, so I'm feeling more like myself.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about somebody you kind of pulled out of mothballs a few weeks ago, Sarah Palin. You looked a little...
Is she incredible? Is she absolutely incredible? Did you know she wrote that speech?
Did she?
She wrote that speech. I don't know how... But she wrote it. I think she wrote it and then put all the words in a basket and then pulled them out individually. I don't know how. I couldn't even understand it.
So was that a mistake? Are you admitting to a mistake?
Oh, no. Are you kidding me? Did you see the press I got by having Sarah endorse me? And now I've got the hockey mom vote, which is a very, very, very important vote.
Over on the other side, Monday night, Donald, let's talk about your competitors. What about Hillary Clinton? She pulled it out by just a few votes.
You know what? I think it's pretty much over for her. You know what I mean? I think she won by 12 votes. Is that it? 12 votes?
Very small.
I mean, that's very, very small. It may have been 6 votes. I mean, just think. A table at the local Golden Corral could have turned it around for her, but they didn't get up and vote. They were ordering and going back up to the chocolate fondue fountain. And, oh, is that tonight? Oh, sorry, I missed it.
Okay, a man who seems to be doing very well, Bernie Sanders.
Bernie, you know what? I have to tell you something. The guy is amazing in his campaign, not him. You know, because honestly, if he wins, we're going to be singing that song from the 1930s, "Brother, Can You Spare a Dime?" You know what I mean? Because the guy's living in the Depression. Did you hear him speak? I mean, it's, you know, he thinks he's FDR. Once you give everything away.
So you think there's no chance either of these two could take you down?
Oh, absolutely not. Hillary's going to be under indictment. I don't know what for, but she's going to be under indictment. And if she's not, I'm just going to keep saying she's under indictment. And people will think she's under indictment. And that's how, you know, that'll knock her out of the way. Bernie, I mean, listen. Bernie is a very nice guy. I've met him. He's a nice guy. But I don't see him running the United States of America. You know what I see him running? A hot dog cart in Central Park.
Well, Donald, I'm a little worried about you, though, because this morning you got on the Twitter, you tweeted something that was a little worrisome. You said, Ted Cruz didn't win Iowa, he stole it. That is why all of the polls were so wrong and why he got far more votes than anticipated. Bad.
Right.
What did you mean by that?
Well, listen, I told you, they're using pen and paper and abacus. I saw him walk by one abacus and, like, move one entire line over. That was, like, 50 people. And then I saw him scribbling frantically on pieces of paper and stuffing them in boxes. He, you know, he voted early and often, you know. I was with my family, with my son Eric and Donald and my beautiful wife Melania, and I wasn't doing any of that chicanery. And Ted's just like, you know, he had pads and paper and he's just stuffing the ballot boxes.
Is that what happened?
Absolutely. 100%. And that's what I meant by he stole the election. He stole it. He absolutely stole it. And listen, I could have done that. I couldn't have because all the paper I have says Trump on it, and obviously that would have been a dead giveaway. But, you know, Ted doesn't have it. He's probably just using paper from the local Marriott or the, you know, the Hyatt or wherever he's staying, the Motel 6. So he was able to vote. He got away with it. But I'll tell you what, I never let things like that happen, and revenge is the sweetest revenge.
But do you, I mean, you don't really think, Donald, that Ted Cruz should not be allowed to run for president. Are we going to lay off on that?
Oh, are you kidding me? You've got to be kidding me. I mean, I'm the original birther. This guy was born in another country. It's all over. It's all over. Said and done, it's all over.
So where do we go from here, Donald? You're 0-1.
Mm-hmm.
you know, lost one.
Well, I won't be. Listen, this time next week, after the New Hampshire, it's going to be such a spectacular victory. It's going to be such a spectacular victory. Everyone's going to forget about Iowa. I've already forgotten about Iowa. I never, ever liked Iowa. Never liked that place. I'm going to build a wall around it. No one's going to get in and get out of that place once I become president.
But you're going to New Hampshire. You're going to debate on Saturday. You're going to return to the debates.
Right. I'll be back.
Well, we're all happy to hear that. Donald, it's such a pleasure to talk with you. It's always great when you call in.
Absolutely fantastic. Listen, your ratings are going to go through the roof. You're probably going to get national coverage from me calling in because I'm very, very busy. What I said about Ted Cruz committing fraud, this is going to be huge. It's going to get you pressed, too. So this is going to be big for you. I hope you're ready.
Oh, I'm ready. And Donald, you'll come back often and always, we hope.
Absolutely. I'll talk to you soon, Scott.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right.
Donald Trump. Well, well, well. You see, you never know what's going to happen here. He's a humble man. A wonderfully humble man, Donald Trump. Goodness gracious. We're going to keep on here. I don't even know what you do after that. As I said, today is the day the music died. So why don't we listen a little bit to American Pie here on WWGH Radio? That's the only thing you can do after that interview.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, and do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Well, I know that you're in love with him, 'cause I saw you dancing in the gym. You both kicked off your shoes, and I dig those rhythm and blues. I was a lonely teenage bronc and buck with a pink carnation and a pickup truck, but I knew I was out of luck. Knew the day the music died, I started singing bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, and singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. Oh, and while the king was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown. The courtroom was adjourned, no verdict was returned. And while Lenin read a book on Marx, the court American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Skelter in the summer swelter, the birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast, and landing foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines in a cast. Now the halftime air was sweet perfume while the sergeant's played a marching tune. We all got up to dance, oh, but we never got the chance. As the players tried to take the field, the marching band refused to yield. Do you recall what was revealed the day?
Day that I died. Oh, and there we were all in one place, a generation lost in space, with no time left to start again. So come on, Jack.
And of course, that was American Pie here on WWGH Radio. As today was the day the music died, 1959, February 3rd, 1959, the death of Buddy Holly, the Big Bopper, and Ritchie Valens. As we move on today, been having a lot of fun, and very proud to be joined via telephone by Congressman Jim Jordan. Congressman, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Good to be with you today.
Yeah, good to talk with you. I know you're very busy today, but I wanted to get your thoughts on Monday's caucuses in Iowa. Donald Trump, they thought was going to be the winner, didn't turn out that way.
Yeah, I mean, look, we're going to get a good nominee. I'm excited about the Republican field. I think it was a great war, Senator Cruz, and we move on to the next stop. But you know, the thing I always think about is this is the greatest country in the world, and one of the hallmarks of our great nation is the way we do elections. I mean, in some countries you get power not through ballots but through armed violence and everything else, but not in the United States of America. It's done by we the people in an election process, and we saw that play out at an unprecedented level with record turnout in Iowa. So it's, I think, a reflection of, again, what a great country we get a chance to live in.
Do you have any thoughts on what will happen in New Hampshire?
No, I think look, you had three guys near the front, and we'll see if anyone else can break through. It's you never want to get in a this is politics. No telling what could happen. What I do believe is important is the distinction between where Republicans want to take the country and where Obama, Clinton, and Sanders want to continue to take the country. I think that's showing a clear contrast is important for us this year, and I think you're seeing that from the top candidates and on the Republican side, and we'll continue to see that. And that's the key, getting this country back on the right track, that in a way that's going to help middle class families who've seen their wages stagnate, who have seen policies that hurt them economically, that insult their values and principles. That's what we need to change.
What do you make of Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders? Bernie Sanders especially has become a phenomenon.
Yeah, it's truly amazing that a socialist is running neck and neck with the Clinton family, the Clinton political machine. So a phenomena that no one expected, and yet we're seeing it unfold in right in front of us. So we'll see. I think she's still probably likely the nominee. But remember, Secretary Clinton, when she served as Secretary of State, specifically relative to the Benghazi situation, she told a completely different story to the American people than she told privately to her family and to the Egyptian Prime Minister. And this was brought out in our Benghazi Select Committee hearings, where she told the American people, some have sought to justify this vicious behavior as a response to inflammatory material posted on the internet, in essence blaming the video as a spontaneously video-inspired protest that led into an attack. versus what she told the Egyptian prime minister in a private conversation, where she said, we know that this video had nothing to do with it, that it was a pre-planned attack, not a protest. So you can't have public officials saying one thing privately and then communicating to the taxpayers and the families of the country something different. And I think that's an important thing when we're thinking about positions of influence like Secretary of State.
What do you make of the fact that Bernie Sanders is pulling such a young vote?
Look, I think there's an overall frustration with both parties and with the so-called establishment, and I think you're seeing that reflected in the Trump phenomenon on the Republican side and the Sanders phenomenon on the Democrat side.
Just one more thing here on national politics, because it just came out this morning. Donald Trump released a tweet, and this is a very interesting tweet. It says, Ted Cruz didn't win Iowa, he stole it. That is why all of the polls were so wrong and why he got far more votes than anticipated. Bad exclamation point. What do you make of a tweet like that?
Well, I mean, Ted Cruz did win. And my attitude is, when you're in competition, you don't dispute what happened there. It seemed to me to be just like you had an election and one guy won, move on to the next election, that seems to be the way to approach this. So, like I said, I think we're going to get a good nominee, and whoever that is, I think is going to help us beat Secretary Clinton or Senator Sanders in the general election.
When we were talking about honesty and
I apologize. I got to run. I've got a couple minutes left before I get the vote ends, and I just apologize, but they called votes here just a couple minutes ago, so I need to run.
Okay. Well, can you tell us a little bit about what's going to be going on in Marion?
We're going to be in Marion. I'm not sure when we're coming next. I haven't looked that far ahead of my schedule, but we were there just last week, a week and a half ago, talking to some veterans. And we'll be back in the area, I'm sure, soon.
Okay. Well, let me get one question in here, because the question people wanted me to ask you was, in your own words, why did you give Kim Davis the ticket to the State of the Union address?
Yeah, we had a ticket available, and we were asked by Family Research Council if we would be able to give our ticket up for someone that they were interested in having come to the State of the Union. We said, fine. I got to run, Scott. I apologize.
Oh, okay.
Thank
bye-bye.
You, man. Take care.
Well, that was very interesting. There's your congressman, Jim Jordan. We'll continue on here with WWGH Radio. What do you think of that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a ring, and we will get you up on the air. By the way, we still have our trivia questions out there for $10 to Rosa and Rocco's. Or $10 to Pesto's, or bowling games at Buckeye Lanes, or a To Die For cupcake. Name the female actress who portrayed Mrs. Roper on Three's Company. And 1 year after Perry Mason went off the air, what show did Raymond Burr appear on? Just give me a call. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Would love to hear from you out there what you think of the little Donald Trump thing earlier on, and what do you think about Congressman Jordan there? Kind of an interesting conversation. Very quick. Very off the cuff. We were playing American Pie earlier on because we are celebrating, or commemorating, I guess I should say, the anniversary of the sad death, the day the music died. Richie Valens, Big Bopper, and Buddy Holly. So let's go back to American Pie here on WWGH Radio. If you have an answer to the trivia questions, give me a call. 740-383-9944.
Time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step.
I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, and do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Well, I know that you're in love with him, 'cause I saw you dancing in the gym. You both kicked off your shoes, and I dig those rhythm and blues. I was a lonely teenage bronc and buck with a pink carnation and a pickup truck, but I knew I was out of luck. The day the music died, I started singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, and singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone. But that's not how it used to be, when the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. Oh, and while the king was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown. The courtroom was adjourned, now a verdict was returned. And while Lenin read a book on Marx, the quartet practiced in the park, and we sang dirges in the dark. The day the music died, singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, and singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Helter-skelter in the summer swelter, the birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast, and landing foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass, with the jester on the sidelines in a cast. Now the halftime air was sweet perfume, while the sergeants played a marching tune. We all got up to dance, oh, but we never got the chance. As the players tried to take the field, the marching band refused to yield. Do you recall what was revealed today? The music died. We started singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the
watched him on the stage. My hands were clenched in fists of rage. No angel born in hell could break that Satan spell. And his flames climbed high into the night to light the sacrificial rite. I saw Satan laughing with delight today. The music died. He was singing bye bye, Miss America. I drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And good old boys were drinking whiskey rye, singing, this will be the day that I die. This will be the day that I die. I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken. And the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
And that again was American Pie, 1959, February the 3rd, the Big Bopper, Ritchie Valens, and Buddy Holly all died in that terrible, terrible plane crash. We do want to thank Jim Jordan, Congressman, for being on today, if only for a few minutes. Those votes get called, and we hope he will come back, and we can talk a little more in depth about, certainly Marion is the thing I want to get into, so I hope we are able to do that at some point. Hey, you're live on WWGH Radio. Go ahead.
Yes, I was answering the question. Was it Audra Lindley?
It was Audra Lindley, Mrs. Roper on Three's Company. What gift would you like?
What did you have? I didn't hear.
We have Rosa and Rocca's $10. We have Pesto's $10. We have a To Die For cupcake. And we have two free bowling games for a group of four at Buckeye Lanes.
Give me Rosa Rocca's.
Okay, let me write that down here. What's the name on that?
It's Judy Summers.
Okay, Judy. And you want the Rosa Rocco's?
Yes, and I have a question.
Go ahead.
Okay, if I'm not understanding this, but say if that Lady Noor that was American that married the King of Jordan.
Right.
Would her son or whatever be able to be president?
I guess...
Because she's American, and even though he was born, and he's, I suppose, Muslim, even though he's born over there, as long as she's American, he could be president too, right?
That's the story, yes.
That's what I thought. I wasn't for sure.
Yeah, you as long as you're having a parent who is an American, you can be born in a foreign country and still be American and eligible to run for president.
Is there a limit on that? Do you have to be in the U.S. any certain time or not?
I don't believe so. I don't believe there's any limit on that. Just 35 years of age, I believe.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
Oh, okay. I was wondering.
Hey, well, congrats. Bye-bye.
And again, the phone lines are open for about another minute and a half, and we do have another trivia question out there. What TV series did Raymond Burr go into less than 1 year after Perry Mason went off the air? You too can have $10 to Rosa and Rocco's, or $10 to Pesto's, or two free bowling games to Buckeye Lanes for a group of four, or a To Die For cupcake. 740-383-9944. You can be a winner just like Judy Summers was there by telling us it was Audra Lindley. That was the actress's name who played Mrs. Roper on Three's Company. Tomorrow on this program, Larry Larson, Mr. High School Sports, formerly of WTVN. Don't miss that at 12:10. Charlie Evers, the Fahey Bank Charlie Evers show kicks off the morning from 10:10 until 12 noon. And don't forget Adam the Computer Guy from 9:10 a.m. till 10 a.m. I guess Adam would kick off the morning. So Adam the Computer Guy, Charlie Evers, and myself tomorrow. Don't miss it. But until then, make it a great day. Lots of great programming to come on WWGH Radio. Don't you dare switch that dial. But for now, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio, LP, Marion, Ohio.
Anyway, I'm going to give it now, 740-383-9944. We're doing current events, and we're going to fly through them here. If you want to join in at any time on any current event, any memory, anything you want to throw on the table, do it right now, 740-383-9944.